This is PWTorch.com editor Wade Keller with the Daily Keller Hotline for Thursday, August 7th, covering TNA Impact. Tonight's show was the final hype for Sunday's Hard Justice pay-per-view, and it was practically a pay-per-view lineup in and of itself. The main event, an 8-man weapons gauntlet match featuring Samoa Joe and Booker T, BG James and Kip James, well, okay, doesn't really count as a pay-per-view caliber matchup, Kurt Angle against AJ Styles, which is a pay-per-view match, and Tom Cohen, Matt Morgan. This, an 8-man weapons gauntlet match, two people start, every 2 minutes someone else enters, 2 minutes later two others enter, 2 minutes later another pair enter, and when that all happens, then everybody can use a bunch of weapons, and then you get eliminated over the top rope once everyone is in the ring, and then when it's down to two people, you win by pinfall or submission. Jeremy Borash explained all of those rules, took a little longer, he was probably slightly more coherent, but it's just too much to think about, and when you have to think that hard about a match stipulation, there should be a reason for the match stipulation. There should be a reason for the match, not just, boy, people will really think it's cool if we come. It's the same old thing, you know, that TNA always does. They always come up with all these stipulations as if that's going to make a lick of a difference in the TV ratings because they don't believe in wrestlers or wrestling, but they sure believe in concepts. And then in the end, what you do is you cheapen what you're trying to sell on pay-per-view, which are more concept matches. Now, this wasn't a bad match. It wasn't a good match. It was just 13 minutes of, you know, main event guys plus Kip and BG brawling and fighting with weapons. And, you know, there was a nasty, nasty scene in this match where Angle tried to run underneath the ladder, didn't quite make it, and the hinges of the ladder that kind of hold it in place that you kind of push down on to lock a ladder in place, they cut the top of his head bad. I mean, he was gushing blood. It was close to the worst blade job that you'll ever see on television, but in this case, it was hardway blood. It was right up there with Eric Koulis in terms of the flow of blood for a little while. And so that was kind of a memorable high point. But in the end, it just didn't add up to meaning much. You had a lot of main event guys getting eliminated, and they tried to make it as fluky as possible. But nevertheless, you had guys who shouldn't be losing right before a pay-per-view losing. I watched this match. This is a match that Kevin Nash didn't want any part of, and I agree with Kevin Nash. I mean, I don't agree that if you're getting paid to do something that you shouldn't do what you're told to do. And in that respect, I can't agree with Kevin Nash. But I completely understand and think he was right in protesting it, and therefore, you know, he made his leverage move to push his way to get out of the match. Now, if Nash is in this match, granted they could have done an angle with Joe, you know, tease more tension between those two, but the fact is if Nash got eliminated in this match, he would have had to have been thrown over the top rope. Or it would have been down to him against this one other guy, and he would have had to get pinned, or he'd have had to win the match, but they had Joe win the match. If Nash got eliminated by being tossed over the top rope, I mean, that's not a good idea for a guy that you, if you understand wrestling booking, you understand Nash needs to be protected at this point in his career with what he can do in the ring and at his size. I mean, frankly, he should be protected to a certain degree at any time in his career if he's about to wrestle a world title match. Now, TNA has a bunch of guys losing in matches who should be protected, and they're giving away a lot of action that should be saved for pay-per-view. Now, did they make me want to see Joe against Booker even more than I did before? Not really. All they did is kind of give me a taste of it. Did they make me want to see Styles and Angle more than before? I mean, maybe. I mean, they brawled to the back. It was certainly intense. Angle actually put Styles in the ankle lock at ringside and then had to be pried off of him. I mean, I guess there's a case that can be made that now as a Styles fan, you want to see him get a rematch. But the match itself, again, big picture, just, it should have been a big, big deal to have a concept of this kind on pay-per-view. Much less the centerpiece of a 20-minute segment at the end of a TV show that's trying to hype other gimmick matches like Joe and Booker in a six-sided cage match with a bunch of weapons. Again, it just comes down to inefficiency when it comes to how TNA promotes. It doesn't seem like as big of a deal now to pay to see a six-sided... This is PW Torch editor Wade Keller, and that concludes another random 5-minute free audio clip from a Torch VIP audio show. We feature a wide variety of audio shows, around 50, sometimes more than 60 audio shows in any given month, from a wide variety of perspectives, from a wide variety of contributors to the Torch, and this is just one sample of that. Keep checking back at pwtorch.com for other free 5-minute clips. And of course, we encourage you, if you're so inclined, to try a VIP membership and get the feature length, the full length audio updates of all of our audio shows throughout the week. For more information on becoming a VIP member, just click on the VIP sign up button in the upper left corner of the screen, right underneath the pwtorch.com logo. Thanks for your support of the Torch, and until next time, Wade Keller signing off.